Cascade Creek LLC had a three-year preliminary permit, which allowed the company to study the feasibility of building a 70-megawatt power plant at Swan Lake, about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. It was the second consecutive permit held by the company, and it expired on January 31st. As of February 1st, the company had still not filed its license application with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but it did apply for another preliminary permit.
Well, our prior preliminary permit expired yesterday, so it's only prudent and appropriate to file a new application today.
On February 1st, Cascade's licensing manager, Chris Spence, said the company was also releasing portions of the draft license application that it will eventually submit to FERC. New documents just posted to the company's website include descriptions of operations, costs, and financing, as well as a proposed construction schedule. The company estimates the project costs at nearly $190 million and plans to finance 70% of that with a 30-year loan. It says it would sell power to local and regional markets. Construction would take 31 months and be complete by the end of 2017, according to the company's documents. Cascade Creek has also released its field study reports on Swan Lake's aquatic and wildlife resources, bathymetry, geology, hydrology, and wetlands.
And we distribute that to agencies such as Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife Service, National Marine Fisheries Service, United States Forest Service, tribes, and other NGOs or interested persons, so that they can look at the application materials, consider the reports, consider the analysis, advise us as to what may be missing or incorrect or otherwise has to be modified, and then we collect all of that feedback and directive and develop a final license application.
While that's going on, Spence said Cascade Creek would be continuing some ongoing field studies. However, a major part of the license application that was still missing early this month was the company's preliminary draft environmental assessment.
That is a 300-plus page analysis of the project and its influences on the land and how to soften those as may be appropriate.
Spence said he expected that draft environmental study would be ready by February 11th. In nearby Petersburg, the potential environmental impacts of the project have prompted questions, concerns, and opposition since the company first proposed a larger series of hydro projects in Thomas Bay 6 years ago. The area is popular for local recreation and subsistence. Swan Lake supports a rainbow trout population, and there are Forest Service cabins at the lake and at saltwater by the lake's outlet stream, Cascade Creek, named for its scenic waterfalls. Thomas Bay is also important for tourism operators and commercial fishermen. State and federal officials with the U.S. Forest Service and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game have raised numerous concerns about the proposed development. In comments filed with FERC late last year, they questioned the adequacy of the company's environmental studies as well as its adherence to the public process. The U.S. Forest Service is eager to see the final package, according to Energy Coordinator Barbara Stanley.
At this point, we're still missing a lot of information that's needed to determine what the project is going to look like and what the effects are going to be.
Under the FERC process, the agencies and the public have 90 days to review and comment on the company's draft license application. However, according to FERC spokesperson Celeste Miller, that clock doesn't start ticking until the draft application documents are actually filed with FERC. As of February 8th, FERC had not yet received the draft application, according to Miller, just a notice that had been provided to other agencies and stakeholders. After the public comments, the company can revise its documents and submit a final application, followed by another round of public comments. The commission has the option to require a more extensive environmental study before ultimately deciding whether to issue a license for the development. The preliminary permit application is a separate process with its own public comment period, according to Miller. The fact that an applicant has held previous permits is part of what the agency considers in deciding whether to issue a new one.
We would take a look at what the progress has been made with respect to any previous preliminary permits and make an ultimate determination if it's in the public interest to issue the company another preliminary permit.
Another preliminary permit would guarantee Cascade Creek 3 more years to work on its license application without fear that another entity could get a permit and lock up the site. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.